Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
Don Leah, and I would just like to say thank you to everybody out there who has been supporting this program and just tuning in every Tuesday here at 7 p.m. on MTV Network. our co-host, my co-host, Denise, Coach Denise. She's not with us this evening. She's actually out of the country. And so tonight it'll just be you and I. And I have a wonderful, hopefully a just a show filled of blessings for you this evening. It's so much information. I don't know how I'm going to deliver it in just 1 hour. This might roll into another show, or you may have to contact me for the rest of the information. But I am going to do my best to give you these tools to help you just to help you manage and maneuver through this thing that we call life. I used to do a different radio show called Undefeated, and while I was doing that show, the Lord had given me these tools, and I called them originally the 8 building blocks of life, the 8 building blocks of life, and they have now turned into the 8 quadrants of kingdom building. And this information is all about different areas of your life that intertwine and overflows into the next area, and it affects each area of your life. And so sometimes we're wondering why it seems like we can't get one thing together, a certain area together, when we're so together maybe in relationships, but we can't get it together physically, or, you know, different things like that. I'm going to give you all of the information as far as the different building blocks before we move on, and I'm going to take a moment to slow down for a second. I have been running around all day long and been in school, and so I am going to take a second to go into prayer so that I can slow it down so that I can bring this information to you in excellence. So, Father God in heaven, we thank you for this time of coming before your throne. We thank you for the information that is going to go forth. May it be tools that can bless the kingdom, Father God. May it help somebody right where they are, Father. Your people have been crying out to you, Father God. There's people crying out because they are filled with a spirit of depression, Lord. They're filled with spirit of hopelessness, Father God. They're trying to get out of certain situations and can't seem to understand how to pull through or how to make it through, Father God. People are crying out because they can't get control of the thoughts that's running around in their mind, Father God. They can't seem to understand all of the different things that are going on in this world, Father God. It feels like you, Lord Jesus, that you said that before you even sent us here, before you, when you formed us in our mother's womb, you already knew our days, Father God. You pre-knew our days, Father God. So I thank you, Lord, that your word also says that we don't even know the thoughts that you have for us and towards us, Lord, thoughts to prosper us and to bring us to a fulfilled end, Father God, full of purpose, completed in you, Father God. So I thank you, Lord. I praise you and I bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. And that is the open of our show. And so, family, I want you to get your pens. I want you to get your papers, because tonight's show is going to help you move, again, from that place of feeling like, how am I going to make it through? How am I going to push through? How am I going to, or coming up out of depression, coming up out of painful situations, tonight's show is going to help you to do that, because we are going to be talking about the 8 quadrants of kingdom building. There's 8 different areas of your life that all affect each other. Those areas, I'm going to list them for you. Those areas are, the first area is spiritual. This is, that quadrant is spiritual, and it has everything to do with how you are, how you tune into your spiritual being, who God created you to be. The second area is mental. Mental. This is how you think. This is how you perceive the world around you. It's how you take in your information, how you plan. The next area of quadrant, rather, is emotional. And this is how you feel about everything, of course. We move on from emotional to personal. We're going to be talking about how you are personally. We are going to be talking about your physical quadrant. How are you physically? And I'm going to give you information about how this relates all back together. You might be saying, okay, Minister LaDon, how does this all relate back together? But I'm going to break that open for you in a minute. The next area is relational. And then we have environmental and financial. And you probably had no clue that all of these areas, all of these quadrants, you know that if you are having trouble financially, it's going to affect your mental mood. It's going to affect how you feel about yourself personally. It's going to affect your emotions. It's going to affect you physically. It's going to affect the environment around you. If you're one of those people who are having a challenge financially, maybe you can't budget, you can't get control of your finances, maybe you're in debt, if you take a moment to look around your house, look around your bedroom, look around your car, look around your office, look into your closet, are things starting to fall out and overflow and overpile, and you keep saying, you know what, I need to get this together, I need to get this together, and it's just the mess. Just, again, that's if you are challenged financially, you can see it start to affect you in different areas of your life. It can, like I said, it's going to affect your environment. It's going to affect you personally. It's going to affect you mentally. It's going to affect how you feel about yourself, how you feel about the people around you. It's going to affect you spiritually, because don't you know that when you have needs and your needs are not met, and you're saying that you serve God and you believe in God, don't you know that when your needs are not met, it affects the trust that you have in God? And you guys might be saying, Minister LaDon, did you just say that? Yes, I did say that, because our trust level that we believe that God will do and can do and will do for us, shows up the way that we live our life. It shows up in the way that you live your life. Did you know that if you are going through mentally, then yes, your spirit is affected. Yes, your emotions are affected. Yes, your personal, your relationships with other people are affected. When you have a lot on your mind and you have all these thoughts rolling around in your mind, or you're depressed, you can come into the presence of other people and feel that heaviness on you. So I'm just giving you different ways of realizing how all of these quadrants roll over and spill into one another. And if you don't have a good manage or good control over the eight quadrants of your life, then you'll start to see different areas come apart. Quadrant that we're going to break down, because this show is all about, again, making sure that spiritually, you're not feeling depressed. You're not feeling like you can't make it through, because, of course, the Word of God said that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. And I know there's a lot of people out there who are feeling depressed this evening. They're feeling depressed about relational things that are going on in their life, emotional things that are going on in their life, mental things that are going on in their life, physical, spiritual, financial, environmental. When I say environment, again, if your house is falling around you, you have a mess around you, how can you feel like relationships are falling apart? That's what stays on your mind all day long. That's what plays through your mind all day long. So we're going to go open up the spiritual quadrant, and we're going to start seeing how we can take back control of our life. by using God's word and using tools that God gave us, the first thing I'm going to do is give you a couple of scriptures to set the tone, to set the mode as we go into the spiritual quadrant of kingdom building. The first scripture I'm going to give you is John 6:27. It's taken from the English Standard Version. And it says, "Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal. Who hunger, and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." So God is already telling us, when we seek after him spiritually, we're going to be satisfied. The word also says that in Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness. And so our spirits have to be at peace. Who we are spiritually has to be at peace in order for everything else to be set in order. That's the first thing we need to understand, because if we're not at peace spiritually, if we don't understand who we are, if we don't understand what our purpose is, we'll go through this world and we'll always be in turmoil, and we will never be able to get the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. So the first thing we're talking about is when you have that spiritual unrest, your spirit is just so uneasy. You might not be able to understand why. You might have felt like this all the time, and you're trying to find spiritual peace. The first thing you need to do is you need to understand, again, who you are. Who created you? Why did they create you? Does he love you? Is he there for you? You read the Bible and you hear about God doing, performing certain acts for Moses, or helping them, assisting them through certain acts. Moses, Jacob, Joseph, and sometimes people say, "Well, why doesn't God do that for me?" The first thing you have to do is you have to get into the right relationship with God, so that you can come to peace, that you can experience God's love, you can experience His joy, His patience, His kindness, His goodness, and His faithfulness, so that you can begin to maneuver through this thing that we call life. Because if you don't, you'll never get there. You'll never get past quadrant of your life that can become a blockage or a constraint in attaining the purpose that God has placed in you, making it to the place that He's destined you to be. That's the first thing. And again, we're talking about how do you get out of this state of depression. If you are not out of depression, out of feeling like you're conquered, out of feeling like you're overwhelmed, if you are not in a place, in a good place spiritually, don't you know that you can't move, can't even get your mind right, because you're battling back and forth in your mind? You can't even get motivated enough to take an action. You can't even get motivated enough to say, you might have thoughts that say, you know what, I want to do better, I want to be different. And those thoughts might roll around in your head, but you don't even act upon it, because your spirit is not at peace. Your spirit is not in a place where you understand what God wants from you, who God is to you, how God protects you, how God covers you, how God keeps you. And so you know what starts to move you? Outside influences start to move you. You know, when we think about psychology, we think about there's certain theories that are out there. There's theories that say, movie, like, there's this story of sheepdog. a sheepdog can grow up excluded from being around other sheepdogs. But when you put that sheepdog around sheep, it'll do what it's naturally born to do, which is start to herd the sheep in. Nobody has to teach it to do it. It'll just do what it's naturally born to do. We have an innate program inside of us for us to do what God has naturally created us to do. And so that's where you get that warning. That's where you get those mental thoughts that say, you know what, I need to do something different. I want to do something different. And yet we don't move. But we do have a natural programming that says, this is not okay for us to stay in this place of depression, for us to stay in this place of being overwhelmed. And sometimes we move out of this incentive. You know, we say, okay, well, if I do this, God will bless me. Or if I go to work, I'll get paid. I don't feel like going to work, but I sure feel like getting paid, so I'm going to reap the benefits, or I'm going to reap the rewards, and so I'm going to move. But the problem with that is if we don't find enough value or feel strongly about that thing, we won't move. So you can be in your house, and we're still using the being in your house, and you're surrounded by a mess, because that can be life in general. And you can say, you know what, I need to get up. I need to clean up. I need to get up. I need to start. I need to at least get this area into this area straightened, this area organized. And yet every day you wake up and you do the same thing, and every night you go to bed saying, I need to move. You don't find, or you don't place enough value or see the reward in getting it together. And so that's how we can become spiritually stagnant, and that's how we can become stuck and not move out of this area of being depressed. Although we want to not be depressed, our mind doesn't want to be there, our hearts don't be there, there's something that is blocking the value of getting away from there, and that's the drive. We're not driven. We don't have that internal unmet need that says, move, move, move. It's not strong. When you hear people talk about, oh, I'm driven, that's because they have this internal need that has not been met yet, and they keep on moving, keep on moving, keep on doing until they meet that need. And so that can move you out of that place of depression. But it can also cause you to go into deeper depression. So, again, we have to be focused spiritually. We have to have the tools and information that we need spiritually so that we can move out of this place of being overwhelmed and depressed. Another reason of why we may or may not move is because of arousal. You say arousal, Minister LaDon. There's a level of arousal when we get bored with things or we get overwhelmed with things of life. Sometimes when you're overwhelmed, that's when you see people turning to drinking. That's when you see people turning to drugs, because they want to get to this place where deal with what's going on in the moment. So that arousal, that need to increase or decrease the level of what's going on inside of them is what makes them move, what makes them move. But the problem with that is that arousal levels go up and they go down. And so you're always looking for the next moment of arousal. Your need always has to be met because you're moving based upon arousal. So we want to understand, we want to begin to understand why it is that we move. We want to hold on to something that we don't have to continuously seek other things, that it covers all moments. And what am I describing? I'm describing God. I'm describing being in a place of spiritual peace. Being in a place of where you realize and you know that no matter what, God is with you. God is going to care for you. God is caring for you. And God will make and has made a way for you. Now we're going to move on to mental. We talked about spiritual. Now we're going to move on to the mental quadrant of kingdom building. We're going to talk about, we're going to share this scripture, Jonah 2, verses, the waters closed in over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped about my head at the roots of the mountain. I went down to the land whose bars closed upon me forever, yet you brought up my life from the pit. O Lord, my God, when my life was fainting, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you. Into your holy temple. So what that is telling us that although things may be going on around us, we hear about people getting shot consistently, we worry about our kids going out into this world, we may, if we're people of color, we worried about how we're going to be treated, if we're going to be able to move to the next level, or things are going to stop us, but the word of God says that we do not have to worry. So all of that mental stress that you're taking in upon yourself that's causing you to stay in this place of stressing, and remember, if you're stressing, that's affecting you spiritually, because it definitely means that you don't have that trust in God. It definitely means that you're being affected physically. And mentally, if you're stressing, it comes out in different ways. You could start spending money unwisely just so that you feel better. Talked about earlier, the arousal, the drive, just so that you can come back to a place of peace. You can start spending money unwisely. You can start getting into crazy relationships. Because of how you feel mentally. So again, talking about those needs under your mental quadrant. We have needs that we feel like should be met. We have a need for love. We have a need for friendship. We have a need for intimacy, accomplishing things. We have our self-esteem. We want to feel secure. We want to feel that we're socially accepted or popular. And if we don't feel like we're secure, if we don't feel like we're socially accepted, or if we don't have good self-esteem, then we feel like we're less than other people. And that's what causes depression. And it doesn't have to be a group of people that you don't feel accepted by. It could be somebody that you're in love with. Why won't he accept me? Why won't she accept me? Why are they treating me this way? I just love them. I just want to be with them. And that starts to play over and over and over in your mind. We're born feeling like we want to belong, like we want to feel and experience love and feel and experience affection. We want our self-esteem. We want to know that we have personal worth. We want to feel accomplished. We want the respect and appreciation of other people. When you get up and go off to work and you come home and you walk into your house, and if, you know, you walk into the house, the house is a mess, or maybe it's not a mess, somebody cleaned up, you feel appreciated. You want to be recognized. And you become more confident when you get recognized. And when you don't get recognized, you begin to feel inferior. You begin to feel like a failure. So we have to, again, know who God is. We have this desire to grow and do more, become more, and be everything that we're capable of being. Because even if you're in a state of depression, part of your mind battles with yourself. Part of me says, you know what, I don't want to be here. I don't need to be here. I want to be happy. I just want to be happy. That's that part, that desire to grow, to become more, to do more. And that's because God placed a purpose inside of each and every last one of us that is crying out to be fulfilled. And we're going to move on to the emotional building block or the emotional quadrant. The scripture that I have for you there is James 1:19-20. And it says, know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. And I have another scripture. It's Romans 8:9-11. And it says, you, however, are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. In fact, if in fact the spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus Christ from the dead will also give you life, give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. And so we're, again, talking about emotional. We're talking about not living after, not chasing after things of the flesh, but chasing after things of the spirit. Because when you chase after things of the flesh, you get into your emotions, you get into your feelings. And the word, again, warns us to be slow to anger, be quick to hear, slow to speak, God. And there's so many different scriptures on emotions. And we tend to, as people, get our feelings and our emotions mixed up, and we think they're one and the same, but they are not one and the same. Feelings are our senses. They detect what we feel, hear, taste, see, smell, heat. And when we feel things, it allows us to determine what's going on. Emotions, on the other hand, is what those feelings mean. So if you feel heat, pain, it tells you, it goes into emotions, and the emotions tell you what those feelings mean. So if you feel irritated, you feel agitated by something, it turns into maybe the feeling of anger, maybe the feeling, the emotion of anger, the emotion of being depressed. But emotions are short-lived, and they're supposed to be short-lived. And emotions are subjective, and that means it's based on the person who is going through. It's based on their thoughts, their feelings, and how they see the world around them. It's their interpretation. And if they're emphatically strong about and intense about what's going on, and they are passionate about it, that helps to determine how they interpret what they're going through. And that's why you get to the point where people just don't understand me. They don't understand what I'm going through. That's how you get there to that point. And with that, we are going to actually end tonight's show a little bit early, and we're going to pick this back up. And so, again, thank you all for joining me for tonight's episode of Woman to Woman, and take care.
Woman to Woman.
life we sing songs of love and songs of joy. Songs of life we bring.
Here we go.
Sing it again. Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Songs of love and songs of joy.